David Eagle's blog, read by David Eagle. Thursday the 21st of February 2013. Last week, Sir David Attenborough came under fire from a media lecturer for snubbing gay animals. The following audio clip is part of a radio pilot that I was involved in, that I can't really tell you anything about at the moment, because nothing might come of it, and it'd be a bit embarrassing if I sort of divulged. The clip explores this point raised by the media lecturer and the possible ramifications for Sir David Attenborough in these politically correct times. And on the written version of the blog, it says you can download it here, but you're listening to the audio, the podcast version of this blog, and so here is the clip. But you might say that equal rights has gone a little bit too far when you consider this news article. Maybe not, I don't know. David Attenborough. Sir David Attenborough has come under fire this week by a media studies lecturer, a Dr. Brett Mills, who accuses David Attenborough and Animal Documentaries of snubbing gay animals, of not representing homosexual animal activity. He might have a point, but by the same token, you might just think that this man has got a bit of a kind of a thing for gay animals. And basically, he's using his influence and power as a media studies lecturer, because obviously they have a lot of influence and power. He's using his power and his influence as kind of saying, look, I want to see more gay animals on the television. Oh, I'll use me power to make that happen. What's a little bit weird, though, is this same man, Dr. Brett Mills, has also previously criticised David Attenborough and animal documentaries because he says that the documentaries are an invasion of animals' right to privacy. Well, hang on a minute, how can you claim that you want to see gay animals on television, but then you say that nature documentaries are an infringement of an animal's right to privacy? Surely that's a complete contradiction. I think the man's a little bit confused. But the trouble is, I think I'm a bit concerned, because obviously nowadays these complaints have to be taken very seriously. You know, equal rights is taken seriously, and so it should be. So I'm wondering whether the BBC have taken this seriously, and perhaps Sir David Attenborough was on the receiving end of a very odd phone call earlier this week. Hello?
Hello, David.
Yes?
It's John from the BBC again.
Yes, John, what is it this time? Look, I'm not being the voice of your Animal Vajazzles documentary. The whole idea is ridiculous. Quite frankly, it takes dumbing down to another level.
No, David, it's not about that. Don't worry, we've got Bill Oddie to do the Animal Vajazzles documentary.
Does that man have no shame?
As you know, at the BBC, we take equality, diversity and fair representation very seriously. We've been through the archives, David, and we have to say, we've found something rather disturbing. I mean, there's great documentaries and stuff. Some of the things you've done are very, very good, obviously, but there's not really much in the way of homosexual animal activity. You know, gay animals. And this will not do at all, David. To be quite frank, I don't know how you've got away with it for so long. Have you got a problem with gay animals, David?
No, I have not got a problem with gay animals. It's just in my time broadcasting, I haven't really seen that many, to be honest.
There's a nature reserve in Brighton, which apparently has quite a lot of gay animals. Well, drive it to Brighton. If you can film some gay animals, do a bit of commentary. Bish, bash, bong. Documentary done.
Bish, bash, bong. My documentaries take a lot of time and research.
Oh, there's no time for that, David. You've got to get this documentary out there before questions start being asked. Get yourself ready. We'll get someone round your house in a couple of hours to pick you up. All right, David?
Well, I suppose I don't have much choice, really, do I? Thank you for your call, John. Goodbye.
Hang on a second, David. Actually, before you go, there is one more thing.
Yes, John?
You know when you do your films and stuff? I don't suppose you get the animals' permission, do you?
What? Animals' permission? Well, of course I don't.
Yeah, we thought as much. Don't worry about it. We've sorted it all out. Basically, we've got a contract that we'd like you to get the animals to sign before you do any filming.
A contract?
It's not, don't worry, it's not that much paperwork. You know, just a few pages, standard BBC terms and conditions, really.
This is absolute...
We'll send that paperwork to you later on today as well, David. If you get the gay animals in Brighton to sign it, that'll be brilliant.
No, hang on a second,
well, thank
John.
You very much for your understanding. I've got
no,
to go
no,
now.
John.
Thank you, bye-bye.
John. Oh, my God. See, Dr. Brett Mills' argument seems to be, if people see gay animals on television, then they'll see that other animals, not just humans, have homosexual tendencies, and then people will think it's natural. But I'm not sure that really works. I mean, I don't think if you're homophobic, you know, you're not going to go to the pub and someone's going to say, God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. No, I used to think that. I used to think that, mate. But then, just yesterday, I was watching a David Attenborough documentary, and there was a pair of baboons, two male baboons. They just started having sex. At that moment, I questioned my homophobic beliefs, and I realised that being gay is perfectly natural. It's natural. I think you're joking, mate. I'll have to have a look on the iPlayer. But, I mean, if this is true, I mean, this changes everything, doesn't it? Completely changes my perception on homosexuality. I don't think as humans that we look to what other animals do as a way of justifying what we do. I mean, for instance, some animals eat their young, have incestuous relations, rape. But I don't think that would mean that as humans we would believe that cannibalism, rape and incest are right, because it was on a David Attenborough documentary. Dogs go around humping people's legs and bits of furniture, but no one thinks, oh, well, if Fido's humping that chair, I might give it a go myself. If we did see dogs humping furniture and we suddenly decided that that was a perfectly normal course of action, then that would certainly make Saturday afternoons in IKEA a lot more interesting. It'd be like an orgy. Oh, look at that wardrobe. Oh, look at that. Hey, go on, mate. Go and approach it. I think it likes you. Do you think? Oh, why not? Oh, it's made of oak. Oh, my favourite. I'd love to give a tug on those oak handles, those love handles. Oh, I had a relationship with a wardrobe once. Really? Yeah, yeah. Didn't last. She became unhinged. Had to let her go. Oh, mate, but that wardrobe over there, now that's different. Oh. Oh, go on, mate, go on. Hang your coat up. You've pulled. Thank you very much for listening. This is the podcast of my blog, and you can read my blog posts and look at other things that I'm involved in by going to davideagle.co.uk.